And this is the Enigma Self Hour. It's your boy Enigma Self Timber with my man Never Will Stop Deuce in the building. You know what I mean? Also got his compadres. We got my man Chad Rhymes. Listen to the past podcast. What was like maybe episode 4, 5? It was 3? Yeah, it was, he won the first game. So he in the building. We got my man Daquan in the building. You know what I mean? You know, y'all remember he was here with OB, King OB was in here, so keeping it in the fam, that's how we doing it, you know what I mean? So, this is episode 39 of the Enigma Self Hour. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So, shout out to my man Joe and my man Pat. Appreciate y'all for giving your boy the opportunity. YouTube viewers, yo, y'all remember, like, drop a comment, share, and most importantly, you know what I'm saying? Hit that subscribe button right there. Your little bell. Hit that, please. also, too, you know what I'm saying? Let people know about it. Spread the word, whatever, whatever. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Tag me in it so I can like it. Facebook, I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? Because you're putting in work for your boy. And it's appreciated. To my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Self Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. Why 927? Because it's my birthday, nigga. That's why. So, who is that? Also, while you're at it, check out and subscribe to my big bro, Big Low. Check his page out at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. It's BigLowHip. You know what I'm saying? He dropped another episode. So apparently, he goes up episode on Thursday. I do mine on Friday. Looks like that's how it's going to work. King Libra in the building. That's how we're doing it. So check out his L Coffee vlog. Definitely every week. Today, he talked about Pensacola. I don't know. 8:50. We in the building. also, too, YouTube land. You can check out my past 38 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour at freedomtrainradio.com. as well as iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, just search the Enigma Self Hour or Freedom Train Radio presents the Enigma Self Hour, and boom, just show up. And again, find a podcast, let people know, talk, word of mouth, trying to make this a big family, you know what I mean? Biggest outlook, next one man, Deuce. Yeah, I gotta drop another 50. that was another 50, like a Mike Jones or something, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that was what? Were y'all in the gym? Y'all was like, y'all trying to get pumped up. I'm like, hell, y'all can take some of this, bro. Y'all can take all of this. I could lose a whole person and be good. but nah, man. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead and jump into the shenanigans in regards to the music. I think this guy was at the hip hop podcast, Lisa. Did in April, and I think I actually missed his performance, but he did listen to the announcement as far as sending me music, so he sent me some stuff, and I'm going to play it. So, it is Crick. Forgive me if I said it wrong. That's what it looked like. Crick with School and Soliloquy. So, hope you guys enjoy. This is the Enigma Self Hour. Yeah. You got time, baby.
Yo, hey yo, young man, come sit in my seat and step in my shoes so you can know the ways of defeat. I pray for the weak to stop you getting slayed in the streets. I got an argument, it's solid, yeah, it's real concrete. You see, you can go to school, get you a trade, rob FAFSA, get you some residual aid. Find cats that smart like you with similar brains and start selling A's. Everybody with you, the gang, you see. And don't be scared to show the world that you're smart, cause it was once illegal for the world to know you was taught, cause then you was caught and sold into a system distraught. And after freedom, education was the reason we fought. Believe in your heart, study what you like, don't switch, cause going corporate really only makes the white folks rich. The young anxious, give us 3 strikes, no pitch, your life gon' glitch, reset, psycho flips. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Say yo, that's all I know. Yo, that's all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, that's all I know. Say yo, that's all I know. Yeah, they try to make it seem like it's something you can't do.
you hanging thinking it's sweet, strange fruits. They say it all don't make sense, what changed you? And notice how they only gonna target the same group, study circus. So every time they charge you with battery, start resistance. And currently induce a capacity, study physics. The law enforcement use the anatomy. We knew tons of weight on our shoulders, all gravity, yeah. I know my limits and conclusions derive. I try to integrate the concepts, but humans alive. Study math, if it ain't adding up, assume it's a lie. Don't get subtracted, cause then it ain't no room to divide. And you can decide, living off the government cheese. Go get a scholarship, that'll help you cover the fee. They got us locked in, hope you know that trouble is key. Committed murder, now I'm working on another degree.
Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Say yo, that's all I know. Yo, that's all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, school and soliloquies is all I know. Ayo, that's all I know. Say yo, that's all I know. Yeah.
All right, we back. It's your boy Enigma September. Yo, my man Never Will Stop Juice. And this is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. That was my man Crit with School and Soliloquies. So, again, YouTube, you want to check that out, check out the podcast. It'll be available on Monday at freedomtrainradio.com. All the songs will be presented there. So, check it out. And all the songs are dope. So, now we're going to get into shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? Check out the docket, what we got going on this week. First of all, we got Remy Ma was arrested for smacking up Brittany Taylor. I don't know who the fuck Brittany Taylor is. I don't watch Love & Hip Hop or whatever. But I do know that whoever this Brittany chick is an idiot for even attempting to even get into an altercation with Remy Ma, yeah. The same chick that shot her friend in the stomach because he stole something. Yeah, that ain't who you want to mess with. So, but then again, like, I'm kind of surprised at Remy Ma because, I mean, she went to the bean for that. Like, she spent time in prison. Like, I think she'll be a tad bit smarter, if you will, but then I guess if somebody's trying you. Yeah, yeah. It gotta be, cause Remy seemed like since she got out, like she been cool. So I'm thinking like this chick really had to step up and come to or whatever. So I hope that get resolved. You know what I'm saying? Remy Ma had to go to in custody. She had to go to jail, but they don't charge her with a misdemeanor. But I hope they don't try to use the old stuff to kind of tie in with the new stuff or whatever. And right. Because, you know, since she's doing a good thing, got married to Papoose, they had a jet, they got a family, she making money, she making good money now, so, yeah, man.
Be about the time when they want to bring it up.
Exactly. That's what it looked like.
Back up on the rise, and you start making that money doing good.
Right.
Take your ass down.
That's what it was. But probably what Shorty was thinking. Oh, I'm gonna, you think you all that? I'm going to put you in the bind. Bullshit. Speaking of bullshit, Instagram and Facebook banned Minister Farrakhan from Instagram and Facebook. Apparently, they're on this thing where they want to stop hate speech and controversial speech or whatever. So they banned some other people, most of them right-wing fascist people or whatever, but apparently, they banned Minister Farrakhan due to his anti-Semitic rhetoric or whatever. I think it's a stretch. I don't think Minister Farrakhan is, like, dumb popular on Facebook and Instagram. It's not like he get a lot of press outside of just who he's been for the whole, you know, for the past 50, 60 years. So, apparently Snoop Dogg came out and was just like, yo, y'all gonna ban Minister Farrakhan. Y'all can ban me.
Yeah.
Cause
that's crazy.
Yeah. Like I said. I'm on the fence. Like, do I agree with everything Minister Farrakhan said? No. But I do think the things that he's said, statements and things that he's done, kind of outweigh the stuff that I would probably not agree with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't think he's as – yeah, I don't think – and because of that, I don't think he's in the same boat as some of the people that they put in that boat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's one kid, Milo something, he, like, gay, but then he, like, dumb conservative and, like, a white conservative or whatever. He said, oh, it's kind of, like, crazy shit. He's been banned from, like, campuses. Like, somebody like him, like, he's, but he a troll. Like, people know he's a troll.
Yeah.
But Mr. Farrakhan, he's not a troll. You know what I'm saying? And not to say the stuff he said I don't agree with is right, but it comes from a space where you understand where you're coming from. You know what I mean? So, regardless, we'll see how that works. And or if anybody going to pull a Snoop and be like, yo, take me off. Again, more back to the bullshit. The Billboard Awards was this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all watch that? Anybody? I didn't give a fuck.
No.
Oh, with the pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a picture.
That shit wasn't real, man.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, bro, I'm pretty sure there's pictures of a pussy somewhere.
If you look at it, it looked like the pussy was baffled. Do you look at one picture and her dress was covered? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It was a little flap in between that really covered that. Yeah, it was a slit, but it was a flap in between that covered that, like, specifically. And you could tell they done cut the little flap out, done drew the little foot, but the pussy looked like a backwards butt. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it looked different.
So,
it didn't look real.
So Deuce was, you was really looking at it. You was,
man,
I mean, it was damn it, man. Yo! Law and Order SVU.
I'm like, man, that shit is not real.
So the angle and where extended it was, a clip was at the bottom.
The clip was at the bottom.
Then I'm like, then you got to blame paparazzi because they, like, I mean.
They snapping with
but
us.
But at the same time, they ain't doing shit but doing their job. Like,
yeah.
You got to think about it. Like, they snapping you at every angle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that is what the case may be. If that is real. Like, you
actually, think, it was a, like, it was a thing, I think, back in, what, 04? Where, like, Britney Spears did it. That was the other redhead chick that kept getting this shit. I think Paris Hilton. Like, all them, like, white girls, like, was, like, real, them celebritants from, like, 04, 05, they was, like, doing it on purpose. Like, they was walking the car, and they knew paparazzi was snapping and doing whatever. So, it wouldn't be nothing new.
Yeah.
But,
you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be nothing new, especially because she was a stripper first.
Right.
So, I mean, it wouldn't really be.
The 100,000 niggas in New York, it's like, oh.
Right.
All right. I seen that back in 2012.
But I don't think that picture was real.
Yeah.
Because
you analyzed it.
That's
my man was holding. Hey, I got the glance. Okay, I look like. Amen, though.
Yeah,
amen. It's, hey, it's Cardi B. Amen. Yeah. So what we got? We got yo. Tyler Swift with the male Beyonce. They call it male Beyonce or some shit. So, y'all know when Beyonce was at Coachella, shut up. Look, I had a speech impediment when I was young. Fuck y'all. When she was at Coachella, she did the whole homecoming thing, and she had the marching band thing. So, Taylor Swift and all her white privileged glory decided to do a similar set at the Billboard Awards. She got this marching band. So everybody's, like, getting on it for how, like, cheap shit look compared to Beyonce shit.
I saw that shit.
Team Clear people, y'all got to chill, bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, nah.
For one, it's only one Beyonce.
Right.
For one.
Yeah, it was just, well, you know, because Beyonce did the whole HBCU. Matter of fact, y'all meant to a fan U game.
Yeah.
Y'all meant to a Florida State game.
Yeah, she had it. Like,
so when you see the bands and the dip, like, bro, like, I got love Florida State. I got a Florida State cap on now. But, bro, yeah, watch the Chiefs come in. I'm like, Hey, y'all, get the fuck out of here, dog. Right. Like, nah, this ain't gonna fly. So it was like that. It was like, all right, you got a man, but this ain't, yeah. Like, I need some hot sauce. I don't need no mayonnaise, bro. Like, I need some spice. And, yeah, Taylor Swift did not have the spice. And apparently Drake has won the most Billboard awards ever. I don't think Billboard Awards was around when Mike was sort of killed. Yes, exactly. Apparently he just beat out Taylor Swift by like 3 awards or some shit. So, yeah, but I don't know. I did think about this. The Billboard Awards, the only thing I would give them is that at least they are up front. Like, we know it's bullshit. Like, we know it's all about sales versus the Grammys are trying to be like, oh, we are prestigious and this is artistic. And it's like, nah, my nigga, you just trying to draw people in. So, fuck out of here. Some other shit happened. Not really hip-hop related. Forgot the chick name, whoever hosted it. She was the first American Idol one. So, whoever that chick is. But she had to get surgery right after. Like, she had to get her appendix removed. So, that happened. And apparently, Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers got married right after. Mm-hmm. So, yep. So, there we go. I didn't even watch it. I don't know why I'm reporting this much about it. Don't give a fuck. but talking about Cardi B's pussy is exciting. I'm down for that. I'm always down for that. Let me see. Some dumbass white girl in Connecticut disrespecting Nipsey Hussle's mural. Fuck that bitch. What else we got? Y'all saw Endgame yet?
Yes.
You ain't see it?
I don't know.
Well, I don't give a fuck. As long as you don't download Black Panther, we straight. We good. Fuck them crackers. Fuck them niggas. Dang, dog. Come on, bro. Nah. They got enough money. I saw it. And it was interesting. It didn't end the way I wanted it to end. I can say that. Anybody who knows me knows how I wanted it to end. That didn't happen. So if that's a spoiler, sorry. But no, it was dope. I mean, it was 3 hours, but you would not.
Yeah, I thought it was dope.
Literally.
Avengers
Endgame.
I gotta see that.
Like, the beginning is kind of slow. Like, a lot of people saying, like, you probably could fast forward through the beginning. Beginning is pretty much just trying to tie in loose ends, because essentially that's what it's trying to do, is tie in all the loose ends or whatever. It's some nice surprises. It's some nice changes or whatever. Definitely some loopholes. Or not loopholes, but some loose ends. Not loose ends, but what's the right word? Some plot holes. That's what I'm saying. It's some shit where you'll be like, how? But for the most part, no, it's enjoyable. Like I said, I was there for 3 hours and you don't even. It even when it's slow, it's still intriguing. It's dope. There's a lot of shockers, a lot of good twists in the battle scene is like crazy.
Why is the Hulk such a pussy now?
I don't know, dog.
No, like, they really don't make
they really are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. He ain't telling
me.
Yeah, he was left. No, he was more of a pussy than last. He's more crump in this movie.
He wouldn't come out, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But I feel bad because, like, growing up, Hulk was my favorite, like, my favorite. Comic character. Now it's Wolverine.
Wolverine.
All right. I'll say that. Well, I'll say this.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Y'all cover your ears real quick. I'll say this. I will say the movie did give me the same feeling that Logan gave.
Yeah.
Especially being a dad to a little girl. So anyway. What we got? Speaking of sad news, then we're going to go to this next track. First, we got Bush with Bill of the Ghetto Boys. He announced he has stage 4 cancer. I think it's pancreatic cancer. Anybody know stage four?
Yeah.
Same, what was it? Alex Trebek, he got stage four.
Oh.
That means it's, yeah, survival chance is real low. He's already talking like, you know what I'm saying, he's recording albums now so his kids can eat off of it. Because with the older stuff, because I guess it was signed to a label, a lot of, even though people always gonna play the old Ghetto Boy, especially Mind Playing Tricks on Me, that's always gonna get spins. But a lot of those royalties are going back to the record label. So he's trying to record new music. So in the event that people just want to, you know, reminisce or memorialize him through his music, they'll do it through his own music. So that money coming directly to his estate, going directly to his kids. So he already talking like he's going to be out of here, which is sad. Cause he's a jewel. He's as far as being part of the Ghetto Boys. So just with rap and especially Southern hip hop, you know what I'm saying? He wants to lay the foundation over there with rap a lot. So yeah, man, hope you get better. But you know what I'm saying? If not, you know what I'm saying? Man, live his life, bro. And also too, in further sad news, I announced last episode that John Singleton had a stroke. He was in a coma. Since then, he's succumbed to that stroke. He's dead at 51, which I told y'all last week. Being that old I am at 38, 51 sounds hella young. But so John Singleton definitely one of the not pioneers. He was a pioneer. Apparently, he was the youngest director to be nominated for an Oscar. He was, I think, 24 when he did Boys in the Hood.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Right, right. But you imagine just the what he added to the culture, black culture, black cinema, hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? He put Cube on, put Busta on, you know what I'm saying, through Higher Learning. Tyrese with Baby Boy and Too Fast, Too Furious. There's a lot of people, man. Tupac with Poetic Justice, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he did a lot in regards to not just for the culture, period, as a director. And, yeah, we lost one. And he was executive producing the series Snowfall. So, yeah, man, may he rest in peace, man. Peace out to his family, his moms, his daughter, even though apparently there was some discrepancies in regards to his estate and how that was going. But, yeah, man, it's sad. Sad news. So, anyway, we're going to get the hype back up, man. We're going to get into, I told y'all, wasn't playing anything. My man was going to be here, but I got him. I already got him in the mix, so we're going to go with it. Hold up. So we're going to go ahead and play this 100 on the Dash, my man Chad Rhymes, who's in the building. What's up, Chad? You good? So we're going to go ahead and rock this. We're going to come back, man, get this interview in with my man Never Will Stop Deuce. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby?
We hopped up in the foreign van. I'm thinking about the interstate. I told myself it's time to go. Let's grab the wood, man. I'm thinking to myself, it's time to roll some more gas. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing about 100 on the dash. What you doing? We doing about 100 on the dash. What you doing? I'm doing about 100 on the dash. You can call me Rhymes, but tonight you can call me Flash. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking 100 on the dash. Independent, want a deal? Yeah, I want all cash. I'm trying to come out first. Was
gonna be rich. Even though my 8th grade teacher told me that I wouldn't be shit. So I said, why you say that? Even though it was way back. So when I count this meal, man, I guess that's gonna be the payback. Yeah, the payback. We hopped up in the foreign, man, I'm thinking about the interstate. I told myself it's time to go fast. Then my homeboy bust the pack. I grabbed the wood, man, I'm thinking to myself, it's time to roll some more gas. Yeah.
All right, and we back. This is your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. That's my man Chad Rhymes with 100 on the dash. You know what I mean? My man's actually in the building. So we're going to go ahead and get into it.
100 on the dash.
100 on the dash. 100. 100. 100.
Dash. I already know.
This man. This guy.
Red.
Bruh.
That's how I heard it.
Yo. Yo, yeah, I can imagine Chad be on the low, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So far, you be like, yo, who driving?
Bro, I pass.
Somebody go driving the whip?
I pass him sometimes, and I be like, was that Chad?
Right.
Well, for real?
No, I can see, yeah, I can see that. Probably got a hat tip low, too, so he probably be like this. Be like,
yeah,
that bitch ducked
off. Yeah, that bitch
ducked
off.
Ducked off in the cut, bro. Anyway, I'm glad to have you here, bro. You know what I'm saying? We've been goddamn trying to connect 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad to finally get you on here, bro. You know what I'm saying? You've been grinding. You got the videos. You know what I'm saying? Songs, shows. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we all as a collective.
Right.
Trying to move, man, for real. Trying to work.
So, do y'all got a name for the collective?
Band Geeks.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Got to add it to the hashtag. Because I was just thinking, I was like, I know y'all boys moved, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a unit, so I'm like, usually when that happens, like, you got like a little name or whatever, you know, like Diplomat, Rock, whatever.
Band Geeks.
Right.
Band Geeks. All day, every day. All
right, bet. So, how you even got into this shit, bro?
Well, I was younger, to be honest with you. Like, it was always in me to do music. Like, since I was younger, we had like a 3-bedroom house.
Okay.
And my mom built on a pool house with like 2 extra rooms. One of the rooms, it was like big ass studio. Like, she bought like, because that's back when Jackson 5 and everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My parents was really into that stuff, and we was watching a little documentary.
Right.
So it's like, she saw how Joe came with all the microphone stands.
Right.
And everything.
Right. Right.
Up on Sam Ash. It was a store called Sam Ash in Tampa. And that's the first music store that I've ever heard of. We went in there, she bought like beat machines, microphones, and we never knew how to use them, figured out how to use them. And my brother started rapping, and I kind of saw how he did it. And I'm like, it's kind of cool. That's like real cool. And I got a little older. I got into middle school, and I was in 10th grade, and I started rapping then, but I went by Young Paper. And I came
out. A bad name.
Yeah, I came out with one mixtape. It was called Faded Glory, and it was on like some inspirational stuff. I still remember the song, like, Faded Glory is coming, I can't see glory no more, and I'm tired of hearing this story about how she is so sorry, she got me fed up, and I'm sick of this, all up in my business. I was like 15, 14, 15, killing that shit, but it was like, then I kind of just strayed away from it. I was recording, like, at Lalo. Back then,
yeah, so shut up, Lalo. Yeah, okay, goddamn.
I ain't seen Lalo in so long.
Lalo a legend, bro.
Yeah, Lalo was the one who recorded my first tape. I got like all the beats from. I don't know if you remember the dude. His name was Sia. He moved to Atlanta, but he used to make like all my beats and everything. And, I kind of strayed away from it, and then like maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I linked up with linked up with them, and we all just started, like, well, they've been rapping. But
right.
I linked up with them, and then it was just like, let's go. Let's take off.
Yeah, y'all niggas like, really fucking took off. Like, I know y'all niggas took a trip to Atlanta. It was about 3-4 months ago.
Yeah, it was about three months ago.
Yeah.
It was like 3 months ago. Yeah.
So what transpired out of that? Or how did that come about and then what came out of that?
It was a show in Boston, Georgia. And the winner from the showcase actually got a slot to perform in Atlanta.
Nice.
And we went to the Boston, Georgia showcase and actually got awarded with going to Atlanta to perform.
Right.
And then we went to Atlanta. And we performed there, but it was just like a big music conference. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it wasn't really like a winner of that show. It was just they're giving out multiple prizes. You see what I'm saying? Like, one person might get a radio interview. The next person might get to sit down with an A&R from X Gang. The next person might get free studio time. The next person might. So they were handing out, like, handing them out. Just
right.
Like, hey, I like you. I want to hand you out something, you see what I'm saying? And to this day, we still get, like, invites to Atlanta and everything to go perform. We still get invites all the time. Like, I get text messages all the time, but it's just like, we'll be the next month. But it's like, sometimes we get busy as far as working, you know, paying bills and everything, like, living our regular lives.
And how is the juggle? Like, I know you say you got to do it.
No. Yeah, I got two. I have a boy and a girl, a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. So it's like, man, I'm constantly just always on the go. If I'm not working, I'm home with them.
Right.
Like, you see what I'm saying? If I'm not at the studio, I'm home with them. If I'm not at the studio, I'm at work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and sometimes I only go to the studio at certain times because it's like, I work during the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes I can't attend certain things because it's like I work and I have children. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, you just gotta keep a steady mind. Just you gotta know what you're working for, what you really trying to get out of it. And at the end of the day it's to provide for them.
Mm. You
see what I'm saying? So it's I keep going no matter what, because at the end of the day I know that they are who I do it for.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Right.
I may be going to this bullshit job that I don't want to do, but at the end of the day, I'm at the studio because I want to do that for them. You see what I'm saying? I'm at these shows. I'm going places. You just got to stay moving. I fell in love with it. I can't stop, for real.
Yeah. I can appreciate it, bro. Like I said, I see y'all boys moving. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing showcases. Y'all showing up. Y'all doing shows. I think that's what's important.
Yeah.
You get a lot of people can get caught up in being bedroom rappers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They got a studio at the crib, mm-hmm. and they recording song after song, mm-hmm. but they ain't getting out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll see y'all getting out, doing shows, rather than, you know, TJ, DJ doing something, or this showcase, or you know, at the Beast crib, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing or whatever. But just like I said, seeing y'all boys going out of town, you know what I mean? Like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I try to, you know what I'm saying, reach out, because I see y'all working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. Yeah.
So what, I guess, who or what would you look at as, like, your blueprint? You know what I'm saying? I know something's coming. You just got to go with the fly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if there's anybody kind of inspirational, either in the sense of artistically, as far as your music go,
mm-hmm.
and is there anybody that influenced you, you know what I'm saying, as far as the hustle goes, as far as, like, getting your music out there?
Getting my music out there. I mean, I just, to be honest, I don't really listen to too much music. You know what I'm saying? I don't really listen to too much. Like, I try to keep my creativity
right.
by itself. So it's like, I don't really, but I would say, like, somebody that would inspire me, I always said Wayne inspired me, like, for real, as far as lyrical, you see what I'm saying? But
birthday twin.
Yeah, like, he
told me he was on the bed.
he's lyrical. But it's like, I take that South flow all day, every day. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, my brother used to rap, and my oldest brother he almost got signed, but they wanted him to rap about his life. You know what I'm saying? And he felt like, I don't want to give them all of that. You see what I'm saying? Because when I'm out here doing this and I'm doing that, I don't want to say I'd be a snitch to tell on myself.
Right, right. That's a
huge
issue.
And snitch on myself. How would I, like,
right.
Hell no. So it's like.
Especially if you get to a point where you got to go back.
Yeah.
Now you're going to put all the stuff out and now you're looking crazy.
Man, I'm telling you, my brother used to be so good. He used to sit there and freestyle about fucking Oreos. Like, and I'm telling you, all 16 bar verse about Oreos.
Yeah.
Nigga, how you rapping about a cookie?
Right.
And it's like, you ain't saying the same shit either.
Right.
So it's like, I'm like, bro, write me something, bro. Nah, bro, you got to come over there yourself. He always said that. You don't sit down and write it yourself, bro. Like, it ain't yours. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Come up with it yourself. And that's what pushed me when I was young to actually sit down and try. I think I'm pretty good at writing. That was my strongest thing in school. But everything else, that math and shit, man.
Right.
Like, I can't do that shit. No, I didn't write all day.
Yeah. I mean, I got a degree in journalism because I like to write.
They don't like read. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, I can read all day. My kids come to me and be like, Daddy, can you read to me? I'd be sitting there reading it up.
Right, right.
I don't like, if I had to sit there in the classroom and, I don't like to sit there.
I like to read, it's just finding the time. That's my other thing.
Yeah.
Because then also, too, I probably start reading. Yeah, but that's just because I just got to start. Being online all the fucking time.
I can't get in one spot forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I was, you sit me down in front of a book, man. I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, and then I'm like.
Right, right.
I'm ready to get up and go do something. Like, it's like I can't sit up for so long. I be one paragraph, man. I'm ready. One page, I'm ready. Bookmark in that thing.
Right. I come back to it. Yeah. Nah, I feel you on that. I'm the same way. I mean, I like reading. I even thought about, you know, maybe becoming an author at some point. But
and it's very important though. Like, people don't understand how important reading is. Like,
yeah.
I think reading is very important. Now, I may not have the attention span to sit down. You see what I'm saying? To actually sit there for a long period of time.
Right.
But reading is very important.
Right.
Like, it really is. I teach my son now. My son's 4. They can read anything, like, you give them. Like, because I feel like, man, like, you can learn how to read stuff. You know anything.
Right.
Like, for real. You learn how to.
That was infinite.
Yeah, you learn how to read. And to be honest, reading can teach a child how to talk. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You're reading the words, so now you know how to pronounce them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You're learning the words. You're spelling them. You're learning them. You're learning how to spell them. You're learning how to read them.
Right.
You're learning how to pronounce them. You see what I'm saying? You're learning everything. Your vocabulary, everything just comes out.
Right.
You never know what a child can learn from reading. And I never stopped my son from reading. You ain't got to read a book to read.
Right.
Ride down the highway. What that billboard say.
Yeah.
What that building say. Bank. You're right. That's
right.
A bank.
Right.
What you do at the bank? You get money. Yeah, but you got to have money in the bank in order to get money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want him to think that I can just go up here and just take money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you gotta teach him. And
I
feel like reading, it starts at reading. It really does. Most of everything starts at reading. Right? I can't sit down. But everything that I don't like, I feel like it's as parents, it's our responsibility to make sure that our children are better at what we weren't good at.
Word.
That's why I stay so, I'm firm on that learning.
Yeah.
I'm firm on that. And, like, you going to do your work. You're going to be smart. You're not if you ain't the smartest
that's
person.
You're
going to apply yourself.
Right.
That's my
thing. If I want to cut, I know my daughter's going to be smart.
Yeah.
I got a degree. My mama got 2 degrees. So I know she's going to be smart.
She
but my thing is.
Right,
she already, bro.
Yeah.
Already.
I already know.
When she get that guitar over there, she be like, Michael, she knows what she's doing. I got to learn guitar lessons because now I got to know. Already.
Teddy,
you know what I mean?
Man.
But the thing about it is, I grew up knowing that I was people telling me I was smart.
Mm-hmm.
But I read somewhere. It was a book. Read a book.
Yeah.
About it was some experiment they did with kids. And he told one set of kids they were smart.
Mm-hmm.
And he told another set of kids they were hard working. And the kids that were told they were hard working, they was the one that did better, because when I guess they all got the same test scores back.
Mm-hmm.
Those that were told they were smart, they thought it was something wrong with the test.
Yeah.
Those that were told they were hardworking, they thought it was something wrong with them. So they studied harder.
Yeah, they tried harder.
Exactly. Yeah. So my thing is teaching her that, you know, she got to put in hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's going to be smart. Right. I ain't worried about that. Yeah. I want her to be able to just sit there, follow through whatever she's going to do. Complete the task.
Yeah.
And then second, just being a leader.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not just being a follower. Yeah. Being able to make critical thinking decisions. So, no. Being
Definitely.
A father. Like, I'm with you with that, bro.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. We're going to see what your music about. Then we're going to come back and we're going to try, you know, to let people know, you know what I'm saying, what you got planned for the future and how they can get in contact with you. So, first we're going to start with No Sleep, because, I mean, I hear grinding. And then we're going to hit you with the money dance, you know what I'm saying? So that's what son's going to do when he go in the bank, because his daddy already got it in there. So this is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
1, 2, it's red, it's new. She going to give me neck in the back on my new whip. Puddle trail lean to me, yeah, I got that new drill. Put on that new water. Let out the roof, smile, let you see my goals. See my goals, I'm the truth, all these little parties know. It's only one me, ain't no me clones. Ain't no clones. Baby mama, pink like a rose. Like a rose. 1, 1, 1, 2, red, new. She gon' give me neck in the back on my new wheel. Put a trail, lean to me, yeah, I got that new drill. Put on that water cruise ship. I can't even sleep no more. Deuce. I gotta run up some bands. I gotta feed my demands. Poppin' music, no Zans.
Yeah.
I can't even sleep no more. In the city. Shorty, she shaking it fast. Throwing them hundreds and fifties. I gotta work in the morning. And I'm about to go quick. Feel like I'm wasting too much of my time. I can't be plating a dish. Vision is getting much clearer. I see myself with the grapes. Bad, wake me up every morning. Rub me down, feed me grapes. I want it bad. Man, I gotta get them bags. Feed my kids, yeah, I'm a dad. Teaching the window be last. So much money to be made, but always be broke. I told them put the cast on it. Success, it don't ever come fast. Homie, gotta grind hard, bust my
dude.
Let out the roof, smile, let you see my goals.
See my goals.
I'm the truth. All these little parties know. It's only one me. Ain't no me clones.
Ain't no clones.
Baby mama, pink like a rose.
Like a rose.
1, 1, 1, 2, red, new. She gon' give me neck in the back on my new wheel. Puddle trail, lean to me. Yeah, I got that new drill. Put on that water cruise ship.
I got that bag. That bag on me,
ay,
she throw it back,
yeah.
Yellow, throw it back for me,
ay.
Remember I didn't have sh- I just know that I never go back,
ay. I can't even sleep no more, I'm on a paper chase, I need cash,
I need them cash,
money is calling me,
I need them bags,
I want them bigger conspicuous,
yeah.
With a whole lot of, I'm running faster money like I'm weaponless in combat,
boom.
She in the Molly, she whipping it fast, when we board a plane, we sit in first class,
yeah.
Game full of winners, can't come in last, to the top, only way I'ma go, told her mama I'ma show you the ropes, I'ma hit her like Muhammad Ali. She gon' ride like her name is Bani. So much money to be made, I can't sleep. Can't do switches, told her, give me a leap. Bring it to your face, we never do creep.
Let out the roof, smile, let you see my goals.
See my goals.
I'm the truth.
All these little parties know. It's only one me. Ain't no me clones.
Ain't no clones.
Baby mama, pink like a rose.
Like a rose.
1, 1, 1, 2, red,
yeah.
New. She gon' give me neck in the back on my new wheel.
Money dance,
do the money dance.
Money dance.
We make money move.
Money move. Yeah.
Chasing out the bag.
Not the bag. Yeah.
That's the life we choose.
Hey, choose.
Do the money dance.
Money dance. Yeah.
We make money move.
Money move.
Yeah. Chasing out the bag.
money man, money man. Deuce. Need me 100 band, 100 band. Yeah. Boy, I got a loud in my gravel. Yeah. Being like a drummer man, drummer man. Yeah. Whole lot of money in my pocket. Yeah. Wrapped in a rubber band. Yeah. Nah, I don't do it for the same. Deuce. Do it for my whole fam, whole fam. Yeah. Nah, boy, I don't want half. TV Cribs, boy, I can show you how I'm living. Yeah. I want that money, man, money, man. Money, man. I need that money, man, money, man. Money, man. I got to have the money, man. Money, man. Lot of hunters ride the rubber bands. Rubber band. I want that money, man, money, man. Money, man. I need that money, man, money, man. Money, man. I got to have the money, man. Money, man. Lot of hunters ride the rubber bands. Rubber band. Do the money dance. Money dance. Yeah. We make money move. Money move. Chasing out the bag. That's the life we choose. Life we choose. Do the money dance. Money dance. We make money move. Money move. Chasing out the bag. My wife. I can't do no capping. I'm in love with my life. These little boys tripping, wanna thug all night. Pull up on my shawty, told her, baby, you can get it. Love my two children, yeah. They worth more than millions. Yeah. I'ma get the millions, I'ma stack them through the ceiling. Yeah. I'ma get the millions, I'ma stack them. Hey, do the money dance. Yeah. We make money move. Money move. Yeah. Chasing out the bag. Told her, baby, you can get it. Love my two children. Yeah. They worth more than millions. Yeah. I'ma get the millions. I'ma stack them through the ceiling. Yeah. I'ma get the millions. I'ma stack them. Hey, hey, hey. Do the money dance. Money dance. Yeah. We make money move. Money move. Yeah. Chasing out the bag.
Yeah, man. Yo, y'all missing out. YouTube, y'all getting it. Podcast, y'all missing out. We having good Father's Talk. You know what I'm saying? We got Father's Day next. We got to wait till next month.
Yeah.
We got Mother's Day next weekend, but we going to get the socks and the ties next
week. Did I tell you the Father's Day story my son told me?
Yeah. What's up?
My son said, riding down the road one day, he said, Daddy, is it Father's Day? I turn around like, because don't nobody really think about Father's Day. Like,
right.
So I'm like, damn, like, what you know about Father's Day? You ready for Father's Day? He's like, yeah. I'm like, why are you ready for Father's Day, son?
Because I'm counting down the holidays until Christmas.
I'm like.
Hey, you just a flag post.
I'm like, oh, man.
We know we ain't getting appreciated.
I'm like, damn, I thought he was gonna kill me on Father's Day. Because I'm counting down the holidays until Christmas. Oh, you just ready for them gifts.
Right.
That's
crazy, man.
Father's Day out here.
We got 4th of July. Yeah. What's going on next?
Next holiday out here.
Right. Yo, but he was having that foresight though. That's still crazy. Yeah. To be like, but
yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Daddy's doo doo, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes literally.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And Mother's Day gonna be lit.
Right.
I already know.
Gonna be turned up.
It's all good though.
Yeah. End of the day, it's a thankless job, but it's the most beautiful job in the world, man.
Yeah, it is. You gotta be thankful for it, but other things and look at your gift as being something else. Because some people ain't got your situation.
Word.
So, I mean, that's your gift is a, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Some people ain't got that. And I mean, it ain't my place to speak on what other people ain't got, but some people ain't got what you may have. So
right.
You got to look at your gift as what you have and be appreciative.
That's how I look at it. Like, my daughter is definitely my gift. Like I said, I've always wanted to be a father. So
exactly.
For it to happen, I'm like, heck yeah. You know what I mean? But back to the music, you know what I'm saying? We got a little
straight away talking about
right.
Kids. Yeah,
right.
That's what
so what y'all got planned next, you know what I'm saying, for the next 6 some months?
Shows. We gotta gonna be in Atlanta next month, just working. Planning on going to Tampa maybe a week or two after that, maybe a month after that, probably the following month, we'll be in Tampa. But we're really trying to find more shows, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
But finding the shows really ain't a problem. It's just finding the time to actually, you see what I'm saying,
put something together.
Be able to get there. You know, you see
right.
what I'm saying? Like, we may take this show and then come back and our job maybe go. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you gotta plan stuff out,
right.
like, accordingly. Like, we ain't being taken care of out here.
Right.
We taking care of ourselves. We taking
right.
care
right.
of our family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got to – so really we just working, putting out tapes, putting out singles, you know, just dropping new music. Like,
we can expect,
trying to stay on the radio as much as we can.
We can expect more music from you. Or at least from you, if not, you know what I'm saying, from Chad.
I'm trying to drop, but I want to drop –
I know you
dropped a 5-tape EP.
Last one. When did you drop the last one?
I dropped that when did I drop?
About a month ago.
January.
That was it. Dang.
That was January.
Fuck. God, you right.
January. I dropped No Sleep in January.
Probably
the end of January.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was January the 21st, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, it was February the 21st. My bad. It was February the 21st I dropped. No Sleep. But I want to drop a 6-track EP.
Okay.
Like, just to do it. And then because it don't fit what I want my album to be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I want my album to be like, when you listen to my album, it's like, okay, every song can be on the radio. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want it to be where it's like, but you have to really sit down. I have to really sit down. And place it out how I really want it, because I don't want it to be where it's just like it sounds like 100% radio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want it to be like, you can play this in a club, you can play this in the radio, and it fits everything.
Right.
It's,
right.
it's versatile for everything.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's and I think it takes time and it to make a great project. It's going to take time, and I don't want to just rush it and give people
right.
But I feel like an EP, all these songs are
yeah,
lit.
Song, yeah.
They
yeah.
lit. Like,
yeah.
they back-to-back lit, too. It's like, I'm telling you, close out from one to the next.
Right.
It's lit. Like,
I got my man, Schoolboy Q, got his joint. And it's just like, you can tell, they bang you. But they also, too, kind of like you said, it's not like, it don't sound contrived.
Yeah.
It don't sound like he was trying to make a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like he got the elements of it, but still you can tell like, okay, you just doing it for the album. So I get exactly what the concept you're trying to say is, regards like you just want to thing and bang you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to make it sound like you was trying to go for the radio.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like I'm 100% trying to go for the radio, but I want it to be like that big on bang. It's still gonna bang, but it's like it's not gonna be what my mixtapes are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be placed out 100% just everything is going to be perfect. And I don't want to rush it. You see what I'm saying? Because I want to give people, like, what they deserve.
Quality
like,
work.
Quality. Like,
work.
For real. Like, for real, for real. But like I said, my EP that I dropped, everything on that is just, like, for real. I want to name it Larry the OG.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my favorite bud, Larry OG.
See,
I don't want to name it Larry OG.
You're right.
You want to name it Larry
Dunn.
The
OG. That sounds dope.
That big going to be lit, bro.
Going to be that fire.
Going to be that fire, bro. Larry the OG, bro. It's going to be hard, bro.
No doubt. So how can people get in contact with you so when you drop it?
Follow me anywhere. Number one, Stop Deuce. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube, Number One Stop Deuce, subscribe. Instagram, Facebook, follow my homeboy Chad Rhymes.
Right.
Got some dope music coming out soon. More work coming soon. My homeboy Pharaoh, follow him at Jaquan Band Geeks on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Homeboy King OB Band Geeks. Tune in, we got a lot of dope shit coming soon. For real.
Yo, you know what it's all about though? Dang. Guys, it's all about it. When I did the King OB joint, we didn't even get the visuals for it.
Yeah.
Because my computer was on the fritz. So technically, out of all y'all, you the first one that I get the visuals for. That's dang, I just thought about that. Dang.
Yeah, so definitely tune in, King OB.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Dope shit coming, for real.
But yeah, plus
oh, and No Sleep out right now.
No Sleep out now. No Y'all definitely right go now. And check that out right now.
No Sleep everywhere.
Actually, I just had an idea, and we'll work on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm already booked up for May. So probably like July, August, you know, sometime in the future. Shoot, they'll probably have all four of y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a round table type joint.
Yeah.
So
July, my birthday month.
Okay. You cancel?
What's up?
You cancel?
Nah, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. It's even better, bro.
I'm going to leave.
I'm down.
My daughter canceled, though. My daughter's birthday in July.
I can't. Well, she a baby, so I ain't got to worry about that. They can cancel.
It's crazy because my, their mom, her birthday is in May.
Yeah.
My son's birthday is in May. My daughter's birthday is in July. My birthday in July.
Yeah, boom.
We're 14 months apart.
Right.
And our kids are 14 months apart.
Oh, word? That's crazy.
She was born May 7th, 1991. I was born July 28th, 1992. That's literally 14 months apart.
Right. It is.
And you see what I'm saying? And my daughter was born July 19th, and my son was born May 22nd.
That's crazy.
May 22nd, 2014, July 19th, 2015. That's literally crazy. 14 months. All the way around the board. That's 14 months.
So, shoot.
Crazy.
I'm going to get you in trouble, dog.
That's crazy.
I'm going to get you in trouble before we get out of here.
What's up?
You're going to put a ring on the dance. That's our
coffee.
I was trying to tell you something.
Like, hey. You know, that's what I do it for, man.
Word.
The family, for real.
Word.
Taking care of my family. That's. I love to do that.
Word.
For real.
All right, so, bet we're going to be. Let me know. I just want to tell you my tuck's ready. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Definitely.
A little, in the background,
it's gonna be
that's
big.
My dog.
You're going to know why I can't play it for my grandma.
Right. I appreciate you being on here, bro.
I appreciate
this. This was great. This was dope.
Thank you.
Yo, YouTube, I'm going to have this information. Matter of fact, I already got it in my notes. I'm going to have this information down below, so y'all make sure y'all check him out. He said all his music on all streaming apps, so just search Never Will Stop Deuce. Also, too, got Chad Rhymes, C-H-A-D-D-R-I-M-E-S. Check him out. Also, too, you can go back to episode 3 and check out my interview with him. And, yeah, that's what we got. So, we're going to get up out of here. I told y'all, Flipper Bay is dying. She's about to be out of here. She got stage 4 something. She looking real. Flipper Bay looking crazy. Yeah. So
you can blow up, okay?
I'm trying to get sympathy, I think the kids put a hole in the floor. Yeah,
man.
It's crazy right now. I ain't gonna put my mom on Flipper Bay.
I had to ask that question, bro.
We gonna see. Like you got stage four right now, boy. Yeah, you're looking crazy. Look at that. Yeah, I told you my daughter ain't trying to have no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Break everything, huh? Bus and stuff.
No, my daughter Scorpio 2, she ain't playing that.
Girl, so I'm serious, man. Like, for real.
Man. I'm learning. Like, I am learning.
My daughter got a little attitude, and I'd be like, where'd you get that from?
Bro.
Like, for real. Like,
she told me to shut up the other day. I took the phone. No, shut up. Did you
shut up?
No, I ain't got this. I'm like, who tell him to shut up? So I kept driving. So I had to get on the dog. Like, look, nah, you don't do that. But yeah.
Shut up.
But it's like, come on, you can do bad stuff, but you can't help but like laugh at him. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Shut up.
Little girl.
Think you is.
And that just be funny sometimes.
Right.
So, and sometimes when they go to, like, talk to me, like, as long as it's not disrespectful, I let them keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to.
I don't want them to get scared.
You got to let them learn how to talk. Because if it's not you, it's going to be somebody else.
Right.
And if they don't know how to talk to that person, it's going to be like, oh, you tense. I'm going to run over
you. Yeah, exactly. Nah,
bro. Yeah. So I talk back to him sometimes. I'd be like, nah, bro, sit down, bro. Don't play with me.
Right.
And, nah, bro, don't play with me. I ain't with that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just you got to teach them. Like,
because
it's like somebody telling them, sit down, bro, don't play with me. They sit, oh, bro, I'm going to run over you, bro. Like, for real, nah, it ain't like that.
Yeah.
You got to know how to.
Yeah,
there's no not disrespect me because then I'm gonna get tired of it eventually.
Right.
Now I'm gonna let you know when I'm tired.
Right.
But now you good.
Anyway,
but you better know when to stop. For real.
Right.
Like
right.
I ain't gonna just let you keep going now, but I'm gonna let you have your little fun.
Oh, you let up on me, bro.
He did it the other day. I thought it was cool because he legit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And. God. Right down on me, bruh. Like, he jumped from the couch. I'm on the floor. He jumped from the couch.
Boom.
Right on my chest. Boom. Right here. I'm like, what?
Right.
Who is that?
You got who he was.
I was like, for real. Like, and I had to realize. I'm like, come here, bud.
Yeah.
Like, for real. But I had to realize, like, but that shit hurt, man.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no. Yeah,
now, I can see you.
Yeah,
run sometimes and just jump in your lap. Like, come on, bro.
You be trying to gauze my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's
so
real.
My son, I can't wait to sign you up for tackle football. Somebody running and diving on somebody. Somebody running dive on you.
And then see how you like. Field. Right.
Yeah. For real, you better have your cup on, too. For real.
All right, yo, speaking about him, man. Again, y'all make sure y'all follow my boy. You know what I'm saying? Check out his music. And, we out here. This is the Nick Myself. Oh, forgot. Next week, got my man Melo D. He's going to be here, you know what I'm saying, talking about his music, as well as he'll be talking about mental health awareness. This month is Mental Health Awareness Month, so he'll be speaking on that. So, so it should be an important episode. So, y'all make sure to stay tuned. Till then, see y'all next week. This is the Enigma Step Out. Peace. Much love to you.
All right. Tell them this new moon, no twilight. Lost a spark, now I'm shadow dark. Throw it back, I know you're nasty, baby. And tired of waiting, no rest. To ride like animals. We make quite a pair, now ride alone. Was like Noah's Ark. Getting on the real dog, she thought the riders like Iron Man. Tony Stark, but she'll jump off. Disembark, posse in waters, that's full of sharks. I got the trees, and yeah, that's my So I never trip, but life comes with bark. That's the harder part, but I'm the hardest part. Live a pirate life, and that's rated R. Get the treasure booty, that's pleasure cut. Leave a couple scars, the X mark the spot. It's like Wahlberg, wasn't all her. Her curse talk from all walls of her. No concern, I'm 25, with plenty drive. I hit the swerve, that's curve relaxing. Let's party dancing, carry double glasses. I'm such a nerd. When the shadows cast it, they'll all be asking, God dang, what happened, but what you heard? This new moon, no twilight. Lost a spark, now I'm shadow dark. From the racks of crisis to the first quarter, I'm fresh to order. I push the star, my zone so spacious. Floating off in my spaceship. Out of range, I'm outrageous. Never shaking my greatness. So hold your tongue and watch the young get this.
knocking out all my competitors. Now that I got these in claws, although I am not the Black Panther, I'm pledging Wakanda forever. And we must spit on them, because they do not know the way. Tell me why you running, mask off face to face, yeah. Taking my name and I'm branding it, I got them shot like I'm Brannigan, yeah. I do not know about your mans and them, all them boys fake is a mannequin, yeah. All of these rap politics, I'm the presidential candidate, yeah. I just come so well equipped, and I manage my advantages, yeah. My circular aura, got my songs in rotation. You checking out the orbit, found an echolocation. You know I'm here to conquer, I hit my zone as a lady. I'm left alone just to ponder, I'm going through all the faces. This is new moon, no twilight. Lost this partner, I'm shadow dark. From the waiting portion to the last quarter, I get in order and push it off my zone. So spacious, floating off in my spaceship, out of range of my rages, never stalling my greatness.
Hold your tongue and watch the young.
Rising moon, rising sun, 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 rising